Mother Necessity with her good intentions. Where would this country be without her invention?
Oh, things were rotten in the land of cotton until Whitney made the cotton gin. Now old times there will soon be forgotten, for it did the work of 100 men.
Mother Necessity, where would we be?
Mother Edison worked late each night. It went well until the fading light.
Little Thomas Alva Edison said, I'll grow up to be a great inventor, and I'll make a lamp to help my mommy see. Wowee, what an excellent application of electricity.
He worked hard and pulled a switch. He was smart and very rich.
Mother Necessity, help us to see.
Now the mother of Samuel Morse always sent the lad out on a horse.
Whoopee, idiot!
Take a message to Miss Peavy on the far side of the pike. Spread the word about the quilting bee next Saturday night.
Little Samuel started thinking of a way to send a message, though he'd never met a horse he didn't like.
Mother Necessity,
Elias, can you help me with my sewing?
Mother dear, I'll fulfill your fondest wishes.
Elias, how?
This machine I've made will keep your sewing really flowing. In fact, we'll keep the whole nation in stitches.
Ah, Mother Necessity, where would we be?
Bring me on the Alexander Graham Bell. Thank you, Alexander, for the phone. Unless I had a telephone.
Mother Necessity,
Orville Wilbur, go outside this minute and now continue with your silly playing. Take these players and take those blueprints. Take that funny look at the thing. Take that wheel and take that wing. I can't hear a thing that Mrs. Johns is saying. Orville Wilbur, the night boy.
Orville Wilbur, Mother Necessity, where would we be?
When Robert Fulton made the steamboat go.
When Marconi gave us wireless radio.
When Henry Ford cranked up his first dynamo.
When Samuel Slater showed us how the factories go.
When all the iron and all the coal and steel and Yankee, don't you know
they made this country real.